Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to continue with the economics discussion, but we will integrate it with some labor campaigns in the US in the late 19th century. Let's start with what some call this a measure of inflation. So the GDP deflator is a measure of inflation, if you didn't know. And in the EU, for example, the GDP deflator index from 2007 to 2010 went first stage a bit up from 2007 quarter 2 to 2008 quarter 3. So the inflation went up, because this is a measure of inflation. Then it went down drastically with the financial crisis, the Lehman Brothers fall, from quarter 3 2008 to quarter 1 2009, and then it went back up from 2009 quarter 1 to 2010 quarter 1. So the GDP deflator is a measure of inflation as well. Then a variety of growth experiences, a real GDP between beginning of 20th century or late 19th century, beginning of 20th century until 2006. The highest growth in this report was of Japan. Japan had an average growth rate, yearly average growth rate of 2.76, while Pakistan, for example, had the lowest in this group that I found, 1.22% per year. And in between we have Brazil, China, Mexico, Germany as the top, Canada, and then we have Bangladesh, Indonesia, UK in the bottom with lower growth. So production function, so there are natural resources, human capital, technology, and capital in an economy. And when the economy has a low level of capital, an extra unit of capital leads to a large increase in output. While when the economy has a high level of capital, an extra unit of capital leads to a small increase in output. And that's why you would see a lot of this American multinational corporation investing massively in emerging countries, not so much in their own countries. Another interesting thing is the effect of a government budget deficit. Really interesting. So when the government spends more than it receives in tax revenue, the resulting budget deficit lowers the national saving. The supply of loanable funds decreases and the equilibrium rate increases. Thus, when the government borrows to finance its budget deficit, it crowds out households and firms who otherwise would borrow to finance investment. So when a budget deficit decreases the supply of loanable funds, it reduces the equilibrium quantity of loanable funds, and raises the interest rate. And now some caricatures that were authored this one is from early 19th century, 1833, when President Andrew Jackson punishes Nicholas Biddle, the president of the Bank of the United States, and his journalistic lackeys, portrayed here as the downfall of Mother Bank. Another caricature from 1888, a virtuous producer slays the twin-headed serpent of monopoly and major party domination. This is a print produced by the Union Labor Party, and it portrays Hercules slaying the two-headed serpent, which suffocates the symbol of the USA, the Statue of Liberty, written Columbia on it. And there is a quote from Abraham Lincoln at the bottom government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. Interesting. Next one is caricature from 1922. The average working man takes the middle road, from American Federationist, the official magazine of the American Federation of Labor, and yeah, middle way between Bolshevism and Bourbonism. And the next one is caricature from 1915. This is a bit interesting because it's a bit sponsored by Ford. Is the Anti-Saloon League embraces the man in the Ford Model T, and it asks why the rich has an automobile which costs $5,000 while the average man's only cost $500. Why the rich is in power while the average man is not, and why the rich man is never a prohibitionist, yeah, to ban alcohol, while the average man generally is. And then it writes that the rich man got his cigar coat, silk hat, his brutal eyes, his belly, and his $5,000 automobile from the average man's exploitation, perhaps. And perhaps this would be also explain why it is that he's never for the banning of alcohol, because his big diamond smells like a barroom, yeah? And then they say, we climb into the Ford with the common people. So that's why I'm saying it's sponsored by Ford. And the last caricature, the Banyan Tree of Finance, international bankers versus the people, according to Father Coughlin, 1938, we see a lot of people under the banyan tree roots, trapped there. They are the taxpayers, the laborers, the farmer, the small merchant, the independent manufacturer. So the banyan tree of finance keeps them at the ground. If you like this kind of podcasts, please feel free to write to me. I have LinkedIn, Facebook. Adrian Fanaka is my name. See you next time.